Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. Our guest in this episode is Nicole Reyna. Nicole is a business coach, a speaker, and an author. Listen in as she describes what happened when she said, look, I've just had enough of where I am in my life, and then she surrendered. So very powerful message that she shares, and I hope you enjoy. You can reach out to Nicole. You can see the link to her website in the show notes. And you can find me at JD at circleofthepandapodcast.com. Nicole, thank you for being on this podcast with me.
Thank you so much for having me, JD. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, man, we have some history together, but so much has changed. So I'm one of those that's been watching you from the outside with quite an attachment to you because, again, I've known you for years, but I have been watching what's going on. I mean, you published a book. I saw something about TED Talks. I saw certified speaker. Microphone. Now, I mean, it's like, Nicole, what is going on? And you're doing some wonderful things. And so what is happening in your life? How's this happening? What's going on?
Well, a lot has happened, but I basically had a breakthrough. I just decided I had enough of the suffering and not good enough. And I had so many dreams and I was starting so many of them and wasn't able to finish them because of the other aspect that we deal with. And that was in large part why I created the book that I wrote, The Law of Attraction is Incomplete. Because, you know, I've been a proponent of the Law of Attraction for quite some time. And I've been trying to figure it out myself. And I had a lot of ups and downs, a lot of challenges, frustration, mental issues, mental challenges. And life was getting pretty tough. And so it just dawned on me that I was creating every single bit that was in my life. And I needed to really get focused, figure out what I wanted, and really talk to that aspect of me that didn't want to move forward. And once I started doing that, that's when things started changing. And I talk a lot about that in my book because a lot of people, when you start to learn about the law of attraction, it's exciting because it sounds like a solution to all your problems, to be honest, and the way that they pitch it. And the challenge is when you put all of your energy into affirmation, meditation, spirituality, all of the tools mm-hmm. that they give you, what they're not telling you is that there's a huge aspect of you that doesn't want to move forward because it means you're going to change. It means that your body might die. And it's preposterous, but that's what I believe. It's the unconscious part of you that's scared. It's scared to move forward. And in a nutshell, anything that you have survived up until this point, it's fair game. So if you've already done something, that means you can do it twice. The first time was a little challenging. But then you push through and then you could do it the second time and then it gets easier. I think that, for example, driving. If you're driving a car, it's a little nerve-wracking at first. But then you get used to it and lo and behold, we're all driving and it's just second nature. And if you can remember the first time you were driving, there's some nervousness, some feeling. That's the unconscious part of you that's trying to stop you from doing something that's new.
So what I'm hearing is you just decided at one point that you'd had enough. You'd had enough. And yes, some of us have been to that point. So when you decided you had enough, do you mind describe that moment? Did you were frustrated with yourself where you're like, okay, I've just had enough with, can you tell me what it was like to be at that moment?
Oh, it's a dark place. It's a dark place of frustration. You want to give up. Nothing's working. You're not good enough. Why aren't things working out for me? And then you start looking at other people. How can they do it? And I don't have it. Then you start making excuses. For example, it took me so long to write my book. I think you remember a couple of years ago, I started. I could never finish. And a lot of it was the fear of the information I was putting out. How would people receive judgment? And just all of it fear. It's mostly fear. And so when you are practicing fear long enough, it will take you down. And it's just a matter of how far are you willing to go? How far are you willing to take the pain and go down into fear before you start seeking another way out?
So did you go, okay, that's enough. I'm getting up tomorrow. I'm getting up tomorrow and I'm going to put steps in to blow through this. It's probably in your book, but that going, okay, this is enough. I'm sick of this. And then did you develop a plan to get you out of it?
Well, in that case, it mostly not really, because see, when you're developing a plan that you're trying to take control.
Oh, yeah,
And when
okay.
you take control, yeah, when you take control, you're not surrendering. You're not surrendering to the energy that's there to help you. So we have energy that's there to help us, and we have energy that's there to hinder us. And whenever we try to take control, it just means, like, for example, you're basically telling a higher power, I know what to do. I'm going to plan, and it's going to be this way. So you're essentially shutting the door to that potential of being able to be in flow, being able to get the insight, the know-how, the inner knowing. It's not about thought. So when you're planning, you're thinking. And unfortunately, when you're thinking, you're not letting the higher power come inside, because it's too much noise. It's way too much noise. So
Oh,
you've got
so
to
you're
take a
like,
moment. Yeah.
no, go ahead. Go ahead. You were getting ready
And
to answer my
it took
question.
me, I'm an overthinker. I'm gonna go ahead and admit it. I've been overthinking for quite a long time, many decades. I didn't know any different. I thought that, okay, my thoughts are in my mind, it's all I hear. As someone with silent as part of my world, I avoided it, because I thought there's nobody talking to me. It was only me. So then I thought I needed to fill my head with noise just so I can have some guidance or something. And unfortunately, the silence is where all the answers are. And the way you surrender is you just accept the fact that you've created the mess that you're in. And it's the hardest thing in the world to do, especially if you've experienced trauma, or if you've experienced a negative reaction from people, or maybe you've gotten fired, maybe a divorce, some real challenging situations. It's very difficult to sit down and say, okay, I created this on some level, because you did. You chose the person you married when you end up getting a divorce. Those decisions led up to that. There were choices that you made that led up to that decision. If you've experienced trauma, even as a child, unfortunately, there was some belief that you are holding that attracted those things. However, you can't be responsible for it. And that's what people, I feel like it took me a long time, as someone that's a survivor from trauma, it took me a really long time to accept the fact that, my goodness, I was the one that attracted all of that. So, for example, when I had experienced bullies, you wouldn't think that you would attract bullies. But then, now that I look back, my belief about myself was that I was never good enough, which was
Oh.
the opposite. It was the opposite of what everyone else saw in me. So the bully was actually experiencing a very hard life at home, where they weren't good enough. They were getting abused. They were getting mistreated. So then they saw me as someone that was, attractive, beautiful, have everything going for. But I didn't believe it. So then, because I didn't believe it, I was weak. And because I was weak, I allowed that to come in. Because I remember I couldn't even stand up for myself. I was just crying about it. I couldn't undo. I was a victim, mostly a
Yeah.
victim. And when you're in the victim mindset, that's how you attract all of that. If you're not in the victim mindset, you will make the choices that will change the outcome. And unfortunately, if we experience trauma as children, it was there in a way for us to understand what is it that was in our mind that we need to heal, that attracted those circumstances. Forgive the circumstances for what they are. It doesn't make it right. I mean, it doesn't make the abuser the right at all. It just means that you're making peace inside of yourself that it's in the past. It's in the past. Let me look inside myself and see what is it about me that I believe in myself that allowed that to happen.
Nicole, I get skint in and out, down and out, and then I just have had enough because I went through that. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to make an action plan. I'm going to try to fix this myself. No, because that's what got me there in the first place. So you surrender.
Yep.
Now, when you surrender, do you create a pause so that you can hear what?
You just surrender, and basically it's a letting go, in the sense of you're genuinely making peace with the situation. You're not trying to change anything. Because what happens is, when you try to change something, that means you're making judgment about what is. It's either good or bad, or whatever the case is. Maybe you don't like the feeling, you're not happy with the performance, and you want to change it. But when you do that, all of your power is in the circumstance that you're trying to get away from. So that's what happens when you make an action plan. You're just doing an action plan to get away from a circumstance that you're going to recreate at the end anyway. And then it becomes a cycle. It becomes a cycle. And sometimes it's long. Sometimes it's 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You find yourself right back where you started and you're wondering, how did this happen? And the reason is because you never surrendered to the original decision that made you take that action when you were going away from something. So something to ask yourself could be, when I make this decision or this action plan, am I doing it to get away from something or am I doing it to move towards something?
I
And
see.
if you're doing it to get away from something, that means you're holding on to the past. And even the Bible tells you not to look back, right? And that's all we ever
It
do.
does.
We look back. We hold on to experiences, memories, and we try not to repeat them, and especially the painful moment. But then in doing that, you're giving all of your power in the past, and it just keeps regurgitating and repeating. Looking forward, on the other hand, is where you say, okay, I'm making peace with the past. I'm a new person. So you're someone without a past. Here's an example. A children. How easy was it to imagine yourself, being an astronaut or being an architect or a police officer, fireman, whatever you wanted to create? I remember my daughter, we used to buy her toys and she would play with the boxes. She just loved playing with the regular mundane stuff because she could use her imagination. And when we grew up as adults, unfortunately, our imaginations get closed because how many times do you hear you can't daydream or, life gets in the way, you've got to survive, right? So we have a lot of past that we're holding on to because it's a lot of life that we live. So the key is to make your peace and say, okay, I am a being without a past, and just imagine it. So close your eyes, imagine I am a being without a past, which allows you to reset the moment anew. So you're basically a new person. I'm forgiving myself for what happened. And you're in essence forgetting about it, but you're not really deleting it. It's always going to be there, but you're not putting any focus on it. You're shifting your focus to the now moment. And then when you're doing that, you're surrendering to the now moment and you're saying, okay, where is it that I want to go? What is my end result? What is it that I'm choosing to do? And if you're trying to build a business and something didn't work, well, what's the end result you're going for? Forget about what didn't work. What's the end result? And then when you do that, you get a feeling, you get a possibly a sensation in your body that lets you know you're moving forward to something new. Because if you're in the past, you're not going to feel it because it's normal. It's like a feeling you're used to. You've already been there. Whenever you do something new, I'll give you an example. Whenever, let's say, for example, you go to Africa and you get to see giraffes and you get to see lions, you get to see all of that. And let's say you're spending 2 weeks in Africa. How long will it take you to see the same giraffe before you lose the excitement, before it starts to become something that's mundane? You get used to it, right? So it wears off, the excitement wears off because you've already grown into the feeling, so you're not feeling it anymore. So then that actually propels the addiction that some of us have to chasing new things because we're looking for that feeling, right? So that kind of example of what you're trying to create for yourself, you're teaching your unconscious mind that what you want to create is something new and it's okay, and you're visualizing it and imagining it where you want to go so the unconscious can direct you. And that's where you get your inspiration. It's not from the action steps that you're thinking, that you're writing. It's more of the intuition of, this is where I want to go and how does that feel? Okay, and where am I now? And when you look at where you are now, observing, not judging, you get something that's called tension. And when you get that tension, the tension always has to pull. Tension seeks resolution. And so when you get that little bit of tension, but you're holding on to the feeling, all of a sudden start moving towards what you want instead of moving away from what you don't want because you're not thinking about that. You're only thinking about what you want. Your focus has shifted.
Where did you learn this from? Because there's
Actually,
some
part of
things
my
come to.
It's my coaching practice. We have called the Magical Mind, that we have a company that we work with, and they provide the educational stuff. It's mind blowing. There's also some rewires that we go through that kind of help you with the unconscious resistance, because sometimes the resistance can be pretty loud. It stops you from doing whatever it is that you want to do. But it's a marvelous program. It's an educational program that I teach with my coaching.
So you are go what happens is you go, okay, I've done now. Show me. I surrender, show me. And what you do is you let that, you said it, you let that feeling inside of you dictate
almost like a confirmation of, okay, I'm not going to look back. That's over. I'm looking forward. I'm looking at what I want or what higher power wants for me, a combination. If you can line those up, great. Now, I'm going to let that feeling inside of me confirm that I'm on the right path. And that's what you're saying. It's a confirmation.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
We miss that confirmation. We're so much wrapped up in our mind. And that's where the fear is. That's where the fear is. It's in the mind. You've got to be able to step out of your mind and into your heart. And then when you lead with your heart, you feel it. It's a resonance all over your body, and you just know. And then all of a sudden, life becomes exciting. It becomes fulfilling, and you don't know what's next. You know that you can overcome any challenges. I can tell you, for example, writing a book, something like The Law of Attraction, because many people think it's woo-woo. And it took me some time. Yeah, it took me some time to really get the courage to do it. But then I told myself, you know, it's my truth, and it feels good. And I know that it's impacted my life more ways than I can even count. And there are people that are dying waiting for me to write this book because they need the inspiration. So then I just took the courage, and I just got into the end result of imagining, okay, myself already publishing the book, already being a bestseller, already traveling the world, already having people, you know, shake my hand saying that I've changed their lives. The key is to get into emotion. So at that point, when I'm visualizing all of that, I start crying because of the gratitude. I'm just overwhelmed with, wow, this is what I'm creating. This is marvelous. And so when you get into that gratitude, or you get into the happiness, the joy, whatever emotion is expressed, you're teaching the unconscious that that's how you want to feel, not the other way. Because the unconscious needs to know that it's safe. It needs to know that you're not going to die. And it's kind of preposterous because I know that I'm not going to die if I got $10 million in my bank account. I'm pretty safe here. But your
Yeah.
unconscious does not believe that. It does not believe that. For whatever reason, it could be from generational. Something could have happened when you lost your money. It could be, who knows? And it doesn't matter. And that's another thing that's really important, because in the self-development world, a lot of times they tell you, you have blockages, or you have to go back and heal this, or go and get a hypnotist, or go find a past life regressionist and go dig and find out. And unfortunately, when you're doing that, you're looking back. You're looking back, and it's infinite. You're never going to end. It's never going to end because you think you're broken. You think that you have to fix something, and you're not broken. The only thing you have to do is just focus. Focus. Where do you want to go?
Goodness, you are not going to get better by always focusing on your past. You have to move forward and you have to keep your eyes on the prize. Is that what that's what you're saying, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And
Thank
you
you.
know, that's how even in the Bible, there was a lady that tucked Jesus' robe, and she
Yes.
healed because of her faith.
And he
And
goes,
a
"Who
lot of that
touched
is
me?
because Jesus,
Who touched me?"
yeah. And it's because she believed so much, and she was looking forward for what she wanted. She really wanted to have a certain identity where she wasn't bleeding, because her, you know, she was bleeding profusely for many years. So in her mind, she wanted to have healing in a sense, but she pictured herself in a certain way, and she believed that Jesus would bring it to her, and that's why she was healed. So it's the same thing. So, for example, with my reversing my hearing loss, in order for me to reverse my hearing loss, I have to keep my eyes on the version of me that can hear. It's a new identity. That means I have to let go of my old beliefs that are not serving me. I have to let go of the anger. I have to let go of the stubbornness. I have to let go of a lot of the things of my old personality that don't serve me. And what I discovered is that anytime that I dip into my old personality, I actually lose some of the hearing that I've gained.
Yeah.
And I go back and forth. It's like I'm in a transitory period where I create a new identity. I'm moving forward. I've written a book. I'm a best-selling author. It's feeling great. And then maybe something happens in my family where I judge something, and I revert back. And all of a sudden, my ears start hurting, and I don't hear it well. And I think, oh my goodness, I've just gone back into my old self. Okay, how can I change this perspective? How can I see it more through the lens of love? And then when I tell myself that, it's so helpful, because then all of a sudden the idea come with compassion. Oh, this person is going through something. This person had a bad day, and I took it personally. and I didn't need to do that, you know, or something would happen. But 9 times out of 10, we're responsible for everything that comes out of in our lives. Absolutely. It's the perspective that we hold.
Yeah.
And that's where the law of attraction is missing, because the law of attraction doesn't create. Your thoughts don't create. If your thoughts were creating, can you imagine a 13-year-old boy? If he created all of his thoughts, we would be in a crazy world right now.
Oh,
the
yeah.
teenagers, right? Teenagers,
yeah.
all the craziness that's going there. So our thoughts don't create. What creates is the emotion from the beliefs that we hold, which are thoughts we keep thinking over and over again, and they become beliefs and they become embedded in us. And it's the emotion that propels it. So the emotion is the gas pedal for a lot of attraction, and it's going to continue, but it's creating momentum. What really creates it, consciousness. And consciousness is basically the level of awareness that you hold. So for example, if you're holding a belief where you're afraid of people judging you, that means that you're judging yourself, right? Because if you are thinking that other people are judging you, but they probably aren't, it really means that you're judging yourself and you're also judging others. That's why you're scared of them doing it to you. And your conscious level at that point is going to be lower than someone who doesn't worry about judgment.
Yeah.
You know, in the Bible, judge not, lest ye be judged, right?
Yeah.
So a different conscious level in that case would be, we're all living our journeys, like you said. And even in religion, there's no judgment in religion. Why? Because there's different circumstances in your life that led you to make that choice. And if any one of us were in their shoes, we would do the exact same thing, because we're one. We're one. If I were to live through every single moment that you lived through, JD, I would have done everything that you did. There's no way I could have done it differently, because we're one. And when it comes to religion, if you really think about it, they all go for one thing, a higher purpose. All of them.
Yeah.
All of them, a higher power. They just call it different things.
Yes.
But we're all, at the end, we're all looking for love. That's all it is. It's love and a higher power. Love heals everything. And so when I finally realized that and I got the courage to put out my book, I focused on the fact that there were people that need to hear it. Because like you said, you tried the law of attraction, it didn't work, and it's frustrating, and you're thinking, oh, this is BS. And it's really not. Unfortunately, it's there. It's a lie. And to be honest, it kind of sucks. I'm sorry for the language, but it really does, because it's been working since you were born. It doesn't stop. It doesn't turn off. So it's like it's working against you, because you formed beliefs as a child, you know, to protect yourself. And you're holding on to it as an adult because you don't know. It's an unconscious belief. That's what the law of attraction working off of, not on your conscious thought. You're thinking, oh, I want abundance. Let me meditate and I'm going to be wealthy. I'm a millionaire or whatever. When you're going on a run, right? And it doesn't work that way. It's your conscious level. It's your resonance in your body. It's your unconscious. And the only way that you can change anything is to change your conscious level. And then you can use the law of attraction to create momentum.
Yes. Did your book, is it a bestseller already? Did I see something like that?
It's on Amazon. It's on Amazon. It's part one. I've got another part coming, because there's just so much that I've learned that I want people to, I want the right information to get out there. So kind of a shortcut for a lot of people to be able to learn. But part one is really about understanding consciousness and giving you tools that you can use, practical tools to help you navigate the crazy world called our mind, help you navigate the thought. And there's a way to measure consciousness. And I go into that with my book. There's a psychiatrist called David Hawkins. And he created the map of consciousness and actually put it on a scale and put numbers on it. And that's what I use in my life every day. And I can measure the consciousness of so many different things, which is essentially the energy. Your thoughts create energy. And when you decide, okay, I'm going to take charge of my life, I want to know, where is my body vibrating on different subjects? Where is my perspective? Am I in shame? Shame could be you care too much about what other people think. And it's all a mirror, right? It's all looking inward. Your entire world is your inside being focused outward.
And what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
They can email me, Nicole@IamNicoleRaina.com.
Okay.
Or they can just jump on my website. They can actually book a consultation with me. I give free consultation for 45 minutes. And also on social media. They can contact me
Okay.
any of those ways. Yeah.
What a difference. You know, we need to push one of the old podcasts. You did a great job on the old episodes, but you have this glow about you. You have this, that's probably part of the process. Once you get through to a place, you like have this different level type glow about you. But it's, I'm just so happy to see you succeeding. Not just for you, but for those people that you're going to impact.
Yeah.
Nicole, thank you so much for being on here with me today.
Well, thank you for having me and for the opportunity to express myself. I really love working with you, so I appreciate it.